Masechet Kelim Peregimol Mishnah Het. We said in the previous Mishnah that if a cheres utensil with a hole in it, an earthenware utensil that has a hole, if it's repaired with tar and the utensil is only used for cold foods and liquids, the utensil could again become tameh. If it's not only for cold, if it's for hot as well, it stays tahor. Because it's not a utensil really, because the tar will melt away with the hot. But again, if it's made only for cold, then it could again become tameh because it is considered to be a utensil. A cheres barrel, an earthenware barrel, is used primarily for cold foods, only cold foods and liquids, and a plug of tar is therefore effective in restoring its status as a full utensil. The Mishnah will now talk about the plug itself for transmitting tum'ah. Mishnah says, Havichi nikeba, an earthenware barrel that has a hole in it that's large enough to make it tahor. Ve'asa'a bezefet yated misorka, and he repaired it with more tar than was necessary to plug the hole. The barrel then became tameh. Hanogea besorka tameh. Whatever food or liquid touched the part of the tar that is necessary to plug the hole becomes tameh, because that part is considered to be part of the barrel and is tameh. And what yated misorka tahor, whatever touched the part of the plug that's more than necessary, that wasn't really needed, is tahor, because that part of the plug of the hole is not considered to be part of the utensil. So what we're saying here basically is the essential part of the keli is whatever was needed from the tar to plug it up. Whatever extra was put there is not considered to be part. So therefore, whatever touched, if the barrel became impure, whatever touched the necessary part of the plug becomes tameh as well. Whatever touched the extras stays tahor. A similar case. Zefet shinatfa ale havita nogea ba tahor. If tar dripped onto a earthenware barrel and stuck to it, and then the barrel became tameh, whatever food or liquid touched the tar that dripped is tahor. The barrel doesn't need the tar in any way, and therefore it's not considered to be part of the barrel and is not tameh. Now we'll talk about a wooden or an earthenware funnel where there's a hole on the bottom and it was plugged with tar, making it fit to be used as a container. A funnel usually has whatever item run through it from top to bottom. It's broad on top and it's narrow on the bottom. But they plugged up the bottom part, so now it can be used as a container. Mashpech shel etz veshel cheres shepikako bezefet, a wooden or earthenware funnel that the bottom hole was plugged up with tar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah metameh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's fit to become tameh because the tar seals up the hole and it changes the function of the funnel to a container, and therefore it's a keli. Rabbi Akiva metameh b'shel etz u'metahed b'shel cheres. Rabbi Akiva makes a distinction between a wooden funnel and a earthenware funnel. He says the wooden funnel is fit to become tameh once it's plugged up, but the earthenware funnel is tahor. It doesn't have the ability to become tameh. The rationale of Rabbi Akiva is that tar is not a good seal for an earthenware funnel, so therefore it stays pure and it's not a real utensil. So if it's plugged up with that, it's not considered to be a container. But a plug up with tar for a wooden funnel would work. So a wooden funnel is considered to be a container after it's plugged up. Rabbi Yose metahed b'shnehem. Rabbi Yose says both of them are tahor. He doesn't consider tar to be a good plug for either kind of the funnel that we're talking about.